This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Buenos Aires, Argentina, is joining a growing list of places where governments are granting greater rights to homosexual couples. This Friday, July 18th, gay partners in Buenos Aires will line up at a downtown government building to participate in the first civil unions ever performed in South America. From Buenos Aires, Brian Burns reports.
The vote came at the end of a marathon 18-hour session of the Buenos Aires City Legislature last December.
29 votos favorables a 10 negativos. La ley ha sido aprobada.
With a 29-10 vote, lawmakers approved the bill, making Buenos Aires the first city in all South America to offer civil unions between homosexual couples. Amelia Korenberg and her partner Maria Laura Olivier were at City Hall the morning the law passed.
It was really intense for me because I was there with my partner, happy and in love. On top of that, to now have the possibility to decide if we want to complete a civil union, it's everything or almost everything a person could dream for.
The new law applies to both gay and straight couples who have been together for at least 2 years and live in the city of Buenos Aires. The partnerships offer health and insurance benefits and hospital visitation rights, but do not allow same-sex couples to receive inheritance or adopt children. City legislator Roque Balomo is the co-author of the bill.
Y que esto significa...
This shows an effort to convert the prejudices that exist here and in another way to recognize the most indispensable rights for everyone.
Of course, everyone does not support this change, least of all the Catholic Church, of which approximately 80% of all Argentines are members.
Well, for us, it was really something very sad, and we don't agree with this law.
Father Alberto Bochetai is a professor of bioethics at the Catholic University in Buenos Aires. He says the Argentine Catholic Church does not turn its back on homosexuals, but strongly opposes this new law, and is concerned that many gay Argentines will equate their civil union with the Holy Sacrament of matrimony.
They say, well, it's not really a marriage, it's only a civil union, but it looks like a real wedding, you know? And in fact, we are sure that in a few days when we have the first official civil unions, we will see the rise and, you know, dressing up and all this stuff. It's something that is not going really with the Argentinian culture at all.
A culture that is considered by some to be the most progressive in the region. In neighboring Brazil, some municipalities extend gay couples equal rights but stop short of offering official civil unions. Across the Andes in Chile, a civil unions bill has been introduced by lawmakers but is not expected to gain approval. Gay activists say they will keep fighting for equal rights throughout all of Argentina. The Catholic Church says it will continue to oppose any effort to legalize same-sex unions nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.